Good afternoon. Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Did I not hear, am I the only one that heard some meteorologist or something predict that August was going to be like 10 degrees cooler than normal? I mean, it's hot out there, people. If you're out there, be careful. Fishing, and we went to the country this morning to cut up some firewood and put up a tree stand, and goodness gracious, by 9:30, 10 o'clock, it was just brutal. So be careful out there. What a great morning. It was funny. My brother and I were moving over to cut some wood and then, like I said, put up a tree stand. I'm in the mode of not hanging off the side of a tree anymore in my entire life if I can help it. No more climbing tree stands for me. I'm a box stand or a ladder stand guy from here on out, I think. Last season, it seemed like every time I went up a tree before I got in the stand, I looked at it going, I wonder how many times it takes doing this over my life before something happens and you get up to the top and you turn around and, you know, just, nah, I think I'm done with that. I'm going to try to be done with that. So, but anyway, we were on the way back. You know, I don't like game cameras. I'm sorry. It's just a thing with me. Everybody's got their thing. This is one of mine, a game camera. I don't like them. I think they've hit and corn feeders are just two things that have just taken deer hunting to, I don't know, in my opinion, to an all new low. Well, anyway, we got it. He bought a game camera and is threatening to put it up over the farm. And I'm like, you put it up, I'm going to steal it or blow it full of holes. One of the two. And so we got this little going back and forth tiff about it. And, he was comparing it. Well, what about fishing? You know, bass tournaments and all, you got sonar and stuff. And, you know, it's just as much there as it is. So, and of course we didn't agree on it. But my daughter's sitting in the back seat and she goes, is this what y'all do all the time you get together? And I said, yeah, but it's not anything new to you because this is the way you and your sister are every day y'all around each other. So it was fun. Hot, but man, we had a great time. Didn't see a lot of tracks. There are a few around. I think a deer hunkered down because it's so hot too, but, just a good time. But you hear my daughter say, is this all y'all do together? And it's the same thing I get on her and her sister for doing all the time at home. So fun morning. Hope you, you know, deer season coming out. Don't go out there and try to do it by yourself. Take somebody with you. It was a whole lot easier putting that stand up in a tree this morning with, three or four people helping than just one. Me. I know I'm going to get to the calendar in the last segment. We've got, Rod Goodall is going to come on and talk about the Riley's Cup. It's happening over in, on Lake Wylie this coming, October. And we're going to talk to Chris and Justin Canute, who are part of the Clover High School fishing team over there. So that's going to be most of the show today. But I did want to get to the big one of the eclipse. Yes, the eclipse is coming. Half of us are ready for it to all be over. But there was a cool article on Business Insider that I think you need to understand. I think you need to think about this because we're not used to this here in South Carolina. And this is from it's research done by Michael Zahler. He's a cartographer, for a mapping and technology company. And he's been planning all this 26 years. Since he knew the eclipse was coming, he spent the past few years getting data, plotting maps of the eclipse. And, he's got these watershed maps for traffic flow. And he's gone through and listed a dozen places in the United States that are close to population centers and all that are going to be just horrible for drivers. So I think we need it because South Carolina has three of those places in his top 12. So, and again, this is like a watershed map, and I think he's got a website here if you want to go look at more of it. GreatAmericanEclipse.com. That's his website. The first one on the list at number 12, Columbia, South Carolina. 5.5 million people in range. And I think he covers this as like within a 2-hour drive or the quickest route to a destination in the path of the totality for the eclipse. So Columbia, South Carolina, 5.5 million people. He said, if you're driving to the path of totality, be sure to leave at least a day early and plan to wait for traffic to clear several hours after it ends. So Columbia, South Carolina, number 11 is in Glendale, Wyoming. Number 10 on the list, Greenville, South Carolina, 9.6 million people in range of getting to Greenville, the 10th biggest drive shed. Lathrop, Missouri is number 9. 8, Missouri, 7, Sweetwater, Tennessee, let's see, number 6, Salem, Oregon, 5 Gore, Illinois. 4 White House, Tennessee. Get this. Idaho Falls is number 2. Guess where the number 1 place in South Carolina that's going to be affected by traffic? Santee. Santee, South Carolina. 74.6 million people in range of Santee, South Carolina, where I-95 meets the center line of the eclipse. So people, if you're out there, don't go to Santee, South Carolina, because where Interstate 95 meets the path of totality, closest destination for 74.5 million Americans to see the eclipse. Incredible. Incredible. So anyway, it's, I know there's a, look, there are plenty of places to see the eclipse. If I were going to be here to see the eclipse, and I'm not, I hate to say, I would stay at home. I would not be out on the roads. But hey, the choice is yours. I know there's a lot of great places around the upstate, around South Carolina, having eclipse parties. The canceled classes, a lot of colleges and high schools and all. NASA, I understand, is going to be taking over downtown Charleston. And they're actually going to chase the eclipse with some U-2 spy planes. Really cool stuff. Hope everybody has a good time with that, because I'm not going to be here. Anyway, hang on through the break. We're going to talk to Rod Goodall and CJ about the upcoming Riley's Catch. I think it's going to be an event. If you're a high school fisherman, you're going to want to be there. Hang on through the break for more Woods and Water, South Carolina. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. You know, if you're out there, I guess the biggest piece of advice I can give to you is just don't look directly at the sun. I mean, how many times have you heard that growing up? Don't look at the sun. How many of us did it anyway? But seriously, be careful. You know, it's going to be a good time. 99 years. So anyway, for whatever that's worth, that's my advice on the solar eclipse. Look, we have got on the phone with us today a couple of guys that Rod and I have become good friends. In fact, Rod, you know, we were supposed to meet out at the front porch of the Wagon Wheel eat lunch, and instead somebody took us to Lake Wiley to eat. What's that all about?
I don't know. Good stuff though.
Oh yeah, it was good stuff. So anyway, we're joined by Rod Goodall, who I guess has been the man behind Riley's Cup for the few years. He's got a young man with him, CJ Tease. Is that the way you pronounce your last name, CJ?
Yes, sir. You got it right.
There you go. Once in a while, I get something right. I want to welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina, because, boy, I tell you, after having 2 years of too much water between a hurricane and some floods, and then last year when there was not enough water and it shut all the boat ramps down on Lake Wiley, Rod, we've talked about this for a couple of years, and you wondered when it was going to turn the corner, and I think, my friend, you've turned the corner.
I think so. I think we have really an exemplary year coming ahead of us, and I think we're going to have just the right amount of water. It's been shaping up really nice, but even better has been the partnership between, you know, York County High School with Chris Canute and his team. Yep. And Britt and Palmetto Boats there with Randy. And the other thing we'd struggle with in years past was just really coordinating dates between North and South Carolina. And sure, this year we nailed it.
Yep.
Because of some collaboration and some really good work by both the states and their directors and the coaches. And it's really amazing to see what can come together and what can happen with these kids when people are on the same page and yep, working for the same common goal. So we're excited for this year.
Very good. Chris, take just a second to introduce yourself to us.
Oh, CJ?
Yeah, CJ, you there?
Oh, yeah, I saw y'all.
Sorry, go ahead. I
recognize Chris. It's good. So I'm a fisherman for the Riley's Catch High School Fishing Organization. And, yeah, so this Riley's Cup is just going to be a really huge deal. And we're really excited about it. We're bringing in a lot of cool people, and we have some great partnerships going on. And we just really like to thank everybody that's helping this come together. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a great time. Rod, for those who haven't listened to us talk before, give us just a minute about Riley's Catch, how it came to be.
Yeah, for sure. 2012, Riley Lehman, 17-year-old young man, had a desire and dream to start a fishing team. Riley was a close family friend. We had traded emails and text messages, and he just, you know, was fired up about this movement back in 2012. He's like, Mr. Goodall, we're going to start a fishing team in North Carolina. So he wrote a letter, a blueprint, and gave it to his principal and his favorite teacher at Weddington High School, and then 2 weeks later was tragically killed in a truck accident. But from that tragedy, the kids rallied around, got a hold of his letter, and really that letter, we pulled four pillars out of the letter that he wrote that we really feel was God-inspired, that are fun, friendship, faith, and fishing. And so Riley's dream lives on today because he was obedient to write that letter.
Right.
You know how hard it is for kids sometimes to kind of follow their dreams. There's always, oh, this is in the way or that in the way. But he went after it, wrote the letter. And then a bunch of his peers and friends just said, we're going to start this thing. I went from 80 students to 180 students at a school club to then a competitive fishing team. And so that's where we're at today. And so Riley's Catch really exists to empower young students by utilizing the outdoors to teach life lessons and really help them live greater lives. And man, we love the outdoors. You know, when you and I first kind of got connected and talked about your daughter shooting archery,
right,
and
yeah,
all the cool stuff. I mean, we could talk for days, and it's just really incredible the resources that are available. And it's great to see where now these kids are taking the industry. It's not us driving it. They're starting to drive and shape the industry, and you're starting to see the companies that provide the goods and services to the fishing world and the outdoors world really beginning to take notice. And that's, we're super excited about that.
They are. CJ, how old are you?
I'm 16 years old, sir.
Have you bought your first fishing license yet?
Yes, sir. I have to have that. It's not trying to take any risks with the law.
That right there, Rod, that right there, him having to buy his first fishing license is one of the biggest things I think high school fishing brings to the table, is that involvement. That means more Dingle Johnson fish restoration funds and stuff like that. It's just a great thing, and it's the explosion of high school fishing has just been astronomical over the last few years.
Oh, it is. It is. It really is great, and it is. I think you'll see at this event, we're really going to put a lot of effort into, you know, the experience for the community,
mm-hmm.
not only the anglers and the coaches, but also the community. So we've got an action-packed weekend.
Talk about the community. I know this thing has exploded this year with involvement there in York County. Tell us about the community that's coming together to put this thing on this year.
Yeah, CJ, you want to talk a little bit about some of the activities for the families and friends that we have on Saturday?
Yeah, sure. So we have a lot of family activities going on Saturday during the fishing tournament. So if you come out to Clover High School, you're going to have exposure to a Bass Pro Shops fishing pond so the kids can catch brim, like bluegill and stuff like that. There's going to be an archery range, which is going to be super sick. A casting station that's sponsored by Favorite Rods, which, by the way, best rods in the industry. You got to check them out if you're listening out there. That's going to be a great experience. There's going to be a lot of kids games. So it's going to be a real immersive experience, whether you're 50 or 5. Like, there's lots for you to do out there. There's going to be food trucks, lots of good food, live music, and, of course, like a lot of assorted family activities. So just come out, and it's going to be a great time. And, again, whether you're 5 or 50, there's things for you to do.
Absolutely. It sounds like fun. I know when we had that meeting, y'all were talking about some of the things going on. I'm like, wow, this is not what it has been in years past. Let's get some of the things. It's October 27th, 28th. Can't believe we got this far into it. October 27th, 28th. It's going to be in Lake Wylie is where the fishing tournament's going to be. The, all the activities there at the high school.
Yeah.
I guess the big thing, who can fish in the Riley's Cup?
Yeah, so this is a Palmetto Boats Trail for South Carolina and the BASS High School Nation and Junior High on both sides points tournament. So
wow.
If you're involved in a points tournament, you know, series in North Carolina or South Carolina, it's going to be middle school or junior high and high school students. We're anticipating upwards of 250 boats at this event. So it is going to be a major experience there for the community. We're working with the fire chief and the police department, York County Convention and Visitors Bureau, just to really showcase and track the economic impact that will happen. I mean, we're going to have hotel rooms, food, you know, businesses and restaurants and, you know, all those companies that cater to any kind of tourism are really going to benefit from, you know, high school fishing. Who could think that, you know, something like that would have such an economic impact in it? But it's going to be huge.
You've kind of branded this the battle, the border battle, or what's the brand name for this year?
Yeah, the Battle of the Borders. So we kind of thought, just to go along the same lines, I mean, you hear so much negativity anymore about people can't get along and this
right.
and that. Hey, but we've seen just the opposite. I mean, the reality is here in the Carolinas, we've got some great organizations running high school fishing. We have some great leadership there and the ability to come together with some really friendly competition, but some really fun competition with the Battle of the Border. So we have a big 52-inch, kind of like a WWE belt with the North Carolina crest seal, the South Carolina crest seal, our logos in the middle, and we're going to duke it out on Lake Wylie, since that lake sits, you know,
on the border.
The border is the state border. We're going to duke it out there and see which state can bring home that belt for a year, and we're super excited about that. That'll just be a kind of a fun thing to add there. But yeah, that's going to be good.
The weigh-in's kind of going to be the culmination of the whole thing. CJ, where's that weigh-in going to take place?
That's going to be at Clover High School. And the cool thing about that weigh-in is if you watch the Elite Series or the FLW Tour, you see they come in on their boats that are trailered. They pull their fish out of the live well. We're replicating that experience.
So wow.
You're going to see the boats come through. We're going to pull our fish out, put them in the bags. It's going to be a real, real big weigh-in ceremony. So this is going to be something huge. A lot of fun. It's going to be a real immersive experience. And one thing, whether you're new to fishing tournaments or whether you're a old stick on the waters, you're going to have the experience to see what it'd really be like on the upper levels of fishing. So if you ever wanted to know, if you're a new fisherman out there, what it's like to fish these huge tournaments where you see guys like Britt Myers come out, this is the experience for you. So if you're listening right now, you're a young angler, come out here to the Riley Club. You'll be sure to see what it's like to fish the big tournaments.
I know you threw out a name there that we all know from the Elite Series. Special guest this year?
Yeah, so Britt will certainly be here competing with his son, which is awesome. And I think we'll probably have six or seven other Elite Series pros in attendance. We're talking to several. I met a few guys at the FLW Cup, and I know there's a lot of interest. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. But we really have an even broader reach, which is kind of cool. And one of the things that we want to do as we honor these high school anglers and these coaches is to show the country what's happening in the Carolinas with high school fishing, what's happening in the Southeast. We'll have some college teams here also. But we've got some special guests coming. I had a conference call, Chris and I did, with them yesterday, but we've got the Guggen squad coming. The entire group's coming. You know, Lunkers TV,
sure.
Fishing with Flair, Fishing the Midwest, and AP Bass, and they're all going to be there. They're going to be doing some of the weigh-in emceeing. It is going to be epic. So, I mean, just for kids to come out and meet those guys, mm-hmm. we're going to have a lot of fun just hanging out, just really celebrating fishing. We all love the outdoors, and we're going to have some fun with that at a super high level for these kids. But I think that's going to be a real neat experience for a lot of people, and I know there's a lot of folks that would love that, and they're going to help us get that out there, you know, and share that with the world, the good work that's going on here at Clover High School with the York County High School Anglers, with Riley's Catch, with the Palmetto Boat Trail, with BASS High School Fishing. I mean, we're just excited to share all that and just continue to build that energy and have some fun with it.
CJ, I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second.
Yes,
you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
What do you get out of high school fishing?
So that's a really good question. One of the things, obviously, with any form of fishing, you get to learn a lot about patience and character. So all those hours you spend out on the water meticulously working on your game plan to catch these little green fish, I mean, you really devote your life to them. So you you're out there on the water, you're working, you're learning patience, you're learning perseverance and critical thinking, all skills that, as you know, are very critical to life success. So being able to learn that is really important. But in tournament fishing, with the high school fishing program, that critical thinking aspect is just is huge. So when you're not catching the fish, no matter how good you did in practice, that doesn't matter. It's all now.
Yep.
You have to be able to figure out a new game plan and adapt on the water, which obviously transfers over to other life skills like critical thinking, business decisions, that type of thing. Being able to be confident in your decision and stick with your feelings and persevere and win.
Very good. Do you make a lot of friends high school fishing?
Oh, yeah. That's the other big thing is all the connections that you make. You're all kind of rivals. I mean, you're trying to obviously beat these people, catch a bigger bag than them. But at the end of the day, all the camaraderie that you get learning, that's the biggest thing is you get to learn from these guys and everybody's trying to make you better. So that's the biggest thing about high school fishing for me is meeting all these new people. They help you become a better fisherman and really they're just all a great group of guys. It's really just one big family.
Very cool. Rod, goal for the Riley's Catch this year. What you got?
Yeah, you know, we really want to have an experience that, you know, brings both these states together, showcases high school fishing, begins to take all the good work we've done in years 1, 2, and 3, even with hurricanes and drought and all those things, and really build upon that and bring the community of Clover and Lake Wylie into the mix to really solidify and show what's happening and to just give the community the understanding that it's not just Rod and Riley's catching these organizations. It's these young men and women that are part of these clubs and teams that are driving this and just to show the future generation to show, you know, the communities we're in good hands.
Yep.
You know, you hear so much criticism, but the reality is these kids that are engaged and you just heard, you know, CJ articulate some really great answers. I'm kind of overwhelmed myself with
that.
Yeah,
it is.
And you hear that and you're like, man, these guys get it. And they're driving the bus. So we want to show that. And so we're really excited about the experience. So we're hopeful that people will come out in support this year. You know, in the numbers of thousands to see this weigh in and to participate.
Gotta go. Gotta go, man. Thanks for being on. October 27th, yep. 28th. See ya.
All right. Thank you, Roger.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Cool.
All right.
The Angel.
Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I hated to cut him off. I wanted to let him have all the time to talk, but, wow, just, it's going to be a fun weekend. Like I said, he has had some trials and tribulations, if you will, with, if you remember in the massive rains we had one year and, then last year, you just didn't have enough water to float a boat. If you're interested, again, it's October 27th, 28th. Lake Wylie, the website, rileyscatch.com, www.riley catch is the way you find out more information. And we're going to go right from CJ and Rod talking about Riley's Catch. We're going to spend some more time with high school fishing and welcome Chris and Justin Canute to the show. Guys, welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Thank you so much for having us. This is Chris Canute.
It's Chris. Justin, are you around?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
There he is. Father and son. This is of all the benefits that I see to high school fishing, to archery, NAS program, is the family involvement in it. And, you know, it's not just, I mean, yeah, when I take Taylor to an archery tournament, I take her there and put her out. She does her thing. High school bass fishing is totally different. I'm going to let you listen to Chris Canute talk about high school bass fishing and your role as a dad, coach, boat captain in the whole grand scheme of things, Chris.
You're exactly right. There is a lot to be said about high school bass fishing, but you hit the nail on the head when you said the father, the boat captain, the grandparent, the mom that gets to spend 10 hours on the water with your son or your grandson, that time you can't get back. And we live in a society, as you all know, we're hustling and bustling. It is huge to get to spend that quality time on the water. So that is one of the main things I take away from it as a coach, as a dad. I've had the experience of putting one already through high school into college fishing. I've now come back to Justin, and I'm getting the opportunity to work through. He's entering his 10th grade year. Just that whole experience of spending that time. And it's not so much – me and a guy started – you know, I'm entering into the 10th season of high school fishing. Second year at York County. Couldn't be prouder of these kids. You know, we started the season off with 24 anglers. We're probably going to have this year somewhere around 40 anglers on the team. Wow. I hope we end up with 60 or 70. The more we can put on the water, that warms my heart, and I mean that. This is something bigger than me, something that'll ever be bigger than I am.
Yeah.
To have the opportunity to get these kids and teach them a passion, teach them a lifestyle that I grew up with, and I've had a chance to pass on to so many kids throughout the years. You know, we've won 4 state championships back in Alabama.
All right.
We've been to national championships. We've finished very close. I've been out there and been in the top 10 3 times now.
Yep.
You know, there's so much to be said about that, but you hit the nail on the head. It's that time on the water. You know, I got a 20-foot boat. There's a lot of conversations in practice and preparation in that 20-foot boat where I look at them and go, what are you going to do, jump out? You got to talk to me.
That's right.
Yep. So you can get in. You really can stay connected with your children. These young men and women, it's a great time to try to sculpt and carve and pass on things that I've been taught.
Right.
And it teaches so many. CJ touched on this earlier about the things that it's the dedication, the passion, the patience. All those things mean so much, and it teaches you. So high school fishing is a great platform for young women, young men to come out, be a part of an organization. Because all, you know, schools have football programs, baseball programs, soccer programs.
Sure.
Having a fishing program, you know, one of the things I loved about coming to York County when I went to Clover High School and I met with several of the principals, and when I met with Rod Ruth at Clover, he said, man, this is awesome. He said, it's another venue, another opportunity for my kids to have something to, all kids want is something to belong to.
That's exactly
not
right.
Not every kid, you know, not every kid's a baseball player.
That's right.
Not every kid's a, but I can tell you this, the opportunity of getting a high school scholarship to go bass fishing is getting greater and greater.
Yes, sir, they are. Justin, let me hear from you a second. Tell me about your York County High School fishing team, some of the things y'all do, practices, and then talk about last year, because y'all had a great year last year.
It was a fun year. What we pretty much do is we all communicate with each other. We go to a hotel, we all go sit in our boats, we tie on, we talk about like what this fishery is. We all share our plans, like what are we going to do and everything. Right. And this year with my new partner, I just moved here from Alabama, but this year with my new partner, it's been an experience to get to know him, spending time on the water with him, and getting us to know his techniques. But I think the time that we spend together in the boat, we learn from each other. He doesn't just learn from me. We learn from each other. So this year's been a great season. We did a good finish. Made it in the Nationals. Had a good finish there.
Yep. Seventh, right?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Seventh place out of how many teams?
I think it was like somewhere around
201 or something like that.
I think somewhere right in there.
Yeah. Incredible finish. And folks, if you're not listening, one of the times if you tried to call me and couldn't get me or saw some pictures from Paris, Tennessee, I was there. It was an eye-opening experience. You know, I've been around the FLW, I've been around the BASS, I've been around some college stuff, but I mean, you know, to see 200 and something teams, and that's 400 and something kids fishing, 200 and something boat coaches who are driving the boats, you know, making sure the kids keep their mental attitudes going, rough water, rough weather. I mean, it was a fun thing. Got to take some pictures of you. Got to see you set the hook and bring some fish in, which is always, as a media guy covering this stuff, you always like to see you see the guys in. And y'all had a great time. And talk just a minute. Give me just 1 minute to summarize that tournament up at Paris, Tennessee.
I could probably summarize it in one word.
Go ahead.
It was a fun experience.
All right. Different kind of fishing for you? That ledge fishing?
That's a different kind of fishing. The two times I was there before, it was shallow. Now we went less fishing, so it threw us off. But it's a lot of time and patience out there.
Yeah, it is. And you got to get along. That's something your dad talked about. I mean, you're out there on that boat for 8 hours. There's three of you and not much room to throw up a wall and ignore somebody. You gotta work through things together as a team, don't you?
Yeah, you got to talk. You can't just be mad at each other. You got to talk through. You got to, like my dad said, it's 20 foot. You can't go nowhere. You're not going to jump out of the boat and swim to shore. You're not going to do that. You got to get along somehow.
And that's good, because during life, you're going to have to work through a lot of situations, a lot of people you don't know as well as your teammate on a high school fishing team. And I think that's one of those things that prepares you for in life.
Yes, sir.
Chris, you talked about coming from Alabama and starting a team. What does it take to start a high school bass fishing team?
You know, it takes, I won't say it's easy. You know, most people think it's easy. You got to get out here in the community. You got to get involved in your schools. You got to get involved in the community as well. As I said earlier, you got to talk to your principals. I went to Rod Roof and I said, Rod, this is, and I had a resume, you know, coming from Alabama, right, being a coach for 8 years there. I brought my resume along with me. Of course, you know, that's something all these kids need to learn too, because one of the things, whether they go into the business profession, they go in the fishing profession, or choose a business that's in the fishing profession, they got to have a resume.
Right.
So, you know, I went up and introduced myself. You know, it's getting involved in that community, in that school, you know, getting these kids. Everywhere I've been, I get phone calls. I just sent a guy with TNH Marine this week. I met him at the Forestwood Cup. He said, hey, I'm starting a club in Texas. I got to start a team. I sent him all of our information. We have a startup package that we send out. I've sent it to coaches in Tennessee.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, you build a program. It's just like, and I always compare it to a lot of things, from whether it be Dabo Sweeney down at Clemson or Nick Saban. They've got a plan. They've got a program that works.
Right.
You know, you got to have a plan. You got to have a program. You got to have, you know, everything has to have a structure.
Sure.
And you know, we built that platform. We've tweaked it through the years. It works, but you know, it's all about getting kids involved. Kids, you know, and once they get involved, I'll tell you a real quick story. I had a parent probably 5 or 6 years ago, a dad and mom come to me and said, listen, my son was a D average student. We maintain they have to have a C average. That kid went from being a D student to a B student through his junior and senior year of school. Changed who he was because he had a program to be involved in,
right,
a platform to exist, and something to work towards.
A part of something. You said it well in your opening thing, a part of something, identity. That's what they're looking for. So,
you know, every school has an opportunity. I get phone calls from coaches in this area. You know, I got one from Casey Reed the other day. He said, hey, I'm working on this. And we're always communicating.
Sure.
You know, I've kind of opened myself up and said, you know, hey, I'm here for information. I'll work with anybody, help anybody, because I think it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
You know, as I work with Marty, Marty Walker's who I'm talking about, guys from Palmetto Boat Center.
Talk just a second about that tournament trail, because in starting a bass team, you got to have a place to fish. And he's got the place to fish in South Carolina.
He's got the sanctioned BASS high school trail. He's got it. Marty Walker with Palmetto Boats. And that guy devotes all of his time. You know, he's out here setting up.
That's right.
On Friday night, Saturday. He's not trying to sell boats. You've been to several of the weigh-ins. Marty Walker don't bring boats out to try to sell boats.
No.
He really enjoys it. It's not expensive. You know, you pay him a one-time fee of $50 to be a member for a team. You pay the host schools when you go fish these tournaments. But, you know, Marty's not in it for the money.
No.
But this is what, you know, what Marty does get, what I think a lot of companies that support this business, like TNH Marine, and there's so many wonderful companies that support high school bass fishing, but the one thing they do get, this is their future customer.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right.
You talked about
there.
A number a while ago, 201 boats, 402 anglers. 402 anglers, they're not sponsored.
No.
They're buying product.
That's right.
From what keeps this fishing industry alive.
That's right. It's the next generation of not only fishermen, but conservationists. You know, I talked to Liz Ogilvie with ASA live last weekend down from the FLW Cup, and we were talking about the Pitch It campaign. And I know a lot of these high school clubs are getting in on that pitching thing, you know, save those soft plastics, turn it in. Those are your next generation of conservationists as well as consumers.
You're exactly right. And one of the things that I see a lot of companies like Shimano, ASA, make the waters better when you leave than when you got there. If you see something, pick it up.
That's it. That's it.
And, you know, I teach these kids the same thing. I work a lot with Duke Power. I work a lot around the lakes and all that. And one of the things that I'm trying, and it's coming out, we're all in, you know, 2 years into it, there's a lot of motivation up here. There's a lot of momentum with high school fishing.
Yep,
you know, we're trying to work with these Renew the Rivers programs, Renew the Lake programs. There's so many things these kids need to understand, but you said it best. Make it better than it was when you got there.
All right, Justin, York County High School anglers are hosting the Palmetto Boat Center Riley's Cup this year. What's it mean to host a big event like this? Because it is going to be a big event.
It means a lot to us. It really does. It means a lot because it's something that everybody can come out and do. A lot of people like to fish, so they can come out here and fish and bring their little brothers out here and go to that brim pond, like CJ was saying.
Yep.
Go to the brim pond, fish, got archery, got games to play. So a lot of people will come. And if they see how good we're doing here, they'll come to more of our tournaments.
That's
if they plan them.
Go ahead.
So it's a good thing to get our name out there now. If we do this one, it's going to get our name out there, and people are going to know more about us.
That's right. More people are going to want to join teams. More people are going to go to weigh-ins and all. And this is going to be a big weigh-in up there. You want to say who's going to take the belt? Is it going to be a South Carolina, North Carolina team?
I hope it's a South Carolina.
I sure do too. Well, look, I appreciate you guys taking time out on a Saturday to be here. Chris, thanks for all that you do as a team captain, boat captain, dad. Justin and I had a blast watching you guys up there fishing the day I was out on the water. just a great finish for South Carolina. Hey, we had a South Carolina team win it, South Florence. You guys came in 7th. I think your buddies came in 17th, Britt Myers' team. South Carolina, whether it's on the national level, college level, and now start on the high school levels, we're a force to be reckoned with on the fishing scenes.
I would totally agree with that. I'm going to speak on that. I think what's going on up here, I come from Alabama, which is one of the fishing dominant states of the You know, you got some of the best lakes, some of the best pros, some of the best, you know, where's Justin Atkins from? Where is Jordan Lee from?
Sure.
You hear all these names that I'm mentioning, Gerald Swindles. You see these guys that win every day, Stephen Kennedy. You know, we're bringing it here because you got some great people here. There's some great FLW anglers.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great Bass Elite anglers right here. This place reminds me of home. You know, this place has become home for me. And I want to thank you for allowing us to have a place to call in and kind of spread the word, because this is going to be huge. This is bigger. Me and Rodman, we sat down. We've been working on this for 3 months now.
Right.
This is bigger than anything that we ever imagined. And we've always said it's going to be bigger than us anyway.
That's right. That's right. The impact on these kids is, and you and I may never know the impact you had on them, or Rod's had on them, or, you know, down the road being on this radio station. You just don't know. But you do what you can, and leave it in God's hands from there.
Said it best. It is all about, you know, trusting that you're doing the right thing, continue to do the right thing. I've told people for years and years, high school fishing isn't a way to take advantage of these kids. It's a platform for these kids to have an opportunity to have somewhere to belong, as you said, something that they belong to. You just got to keep it simple, keep it real.
Yep. Keep it fun. Fishing's fun.
You do have to do that. It is, and that's one of the things I try to tell them. You're not gonna win every tournament.
Sure.
You really just want consistency, and that's one of the things York County, you know, did last year. Consistency gets you to the national championship. National championships gives you an opportunity to succeed. Showing that consistency, you know, we've been there for 3 years. We've had some phenomenal finishes. Look forward to getting back this year.
Yeah. But you know, in all of this, you know, everybody wants to win, but a lot of times the lessons you learn and the way you react to finishing 2nd or 3rd or 4th or 5th are more important than winning.
You're exactly right. Justin had a great finish down at Clark's Hill this year, had 17 and some change, had a phenomenal day. It was raining, windy. just was catching, he probably caught, they caught 35 fish, him and his partner Adam. And I looked at him, I said, guys, if y'all don't win today, one thing you did is you just always want to put yourself in contention to win.
Right.
And they didn't win. They fell short. They ended up being fourth place. I said, you go shake them other three hands that finished in front of you. They've done something just a little bit better than you today.
Just a little bit better. That's right. Well, fellas, take care of yourselves. Thanks for being on the show. I look forward to seeing you not only at Riley's Cup, hope to make a couple of Marty's other tournament stops along the year. And the Nationals are back in Paris, Tennessee next year. Might have to make sure I hook up with y'all out on the water again next year.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Chris and Justin. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, there you have it again. It, you know, I do enjoy fishing. I do enjoy watching these young men, especially on the high school and college levels. You know, it's a great platform, and hope you can make it out. October 27th, go to Palmetto Boat Center. Find a tournament near you. Go see a weigh-in. I promise you, it's not wasted time watching these young men and all develop into adults. Hang on through the break. Be back to finish up another edition of Woods and Water, South Carolina. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Hope you enjoyed listening to a little bit about high school fishing, Riley's Cup. Hope if you're around the area, make plans to drive up October. It ought to be nice and cool. And sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people. If you're interested to know, you know, last weekend was the FLW Cup down on Lake Murray. No, we did not have a South Carolina pro win it. We had it was close. Man, it was close. And you would not have believed talking to Brandon and Anthony before and several other guys fishing, you know, they thought a normal bag would be about 13 pounds. If somebody caught 15 pounds, that was going to be, that was a good day. And you had in the history of FLW, you have seven bags over 21 pounds, over 20 pounds, and four of them have come from Lake Murray. Well, I guess it's more than that now because we had a 20 pound bag on Sunday. Just incredible. But Brandon finished third, had a great tournament. Anthony finished fifth. Great tournament. His, you know, there's been no two-time winner on the FLW Cup. And Anthony got up Sunday afternoon. He goes, all right. He says, I'm going to get a little pushback from everybody else back here behind me. He said, but I think all the one-time cup winners ought to get together next year at Wachita and just have a cup, I guess the winners of the cup, fish the cup. And somebody would win it twice, he said, because I'm tired of hearing about who's going to win it twice for the first time. So, but interesting enough, in 3 days, as opposed to 4 days in 2014, in 3 days, the FLW Cup ran over 68,000 people in attendance. And according to a press release I got, a little over $24 million economic impact in the Columbia area in 3 days last weekend, which is pretty neat. I think Anthony's winning total in 2014 was about 51 pounds over 4 days. And Justin Atkins won it in 3 days with 59 pounds. So it was just, man, it was just a great place to be last weekend in Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah, in 3 days he had 50, I think he had 51-1 in 14. He had 51-3 in 3 days this past time. So pretty cool. Over 68,000 people there. got an text from my wife. Listen to CJ. I'm ready to sign Taylor up to fish. Hot dog. New boat. 20 or 21 footer. 250 horsepower. I don't know. Mercury or Evinrude. Man, I like this. Taylor, get your fishing clothes out. We're getting ready to get us a boat. I know my wife is dying, wishing she had never sent me that text. Anyway, I can hear Paul over here laughing through the glass on the other side. That's a good one. Let's see. We got about 2 minutes left. I don't know where to go. I guess, you know, a very short calendar of events here brought to you by Visit Anderson Lake Green Pine Landing Event Center. You remember a couple of weeks ago I had a guy from Forest Floor on? who was talking about this program they're bringing to Greenville. Well, it's coming up September 9th, 23rd, October 7th, 14th, November 4th, 18th, December 6th, 2nd, and 16th. Need to go ahead and get them signed up for this. It's Saturdays in Greenville. It's their only offering outside the Asheville area. It's a really cool thing. You know, educational approach called Nature Connection Mentoring, which draws in children's inherent enthusiasm for the natural world as a context to actively engage them in the learning process. You know, they get outdoor safety and awareness, animal tracking, edible and medicinal wild plants, wilderness survivor skills, bird language, ancient crafts, ecology, community, self-discovery, and much more. I'm sure there's going to be some conservation in there somewhere. So a great program. If you're interested in more information, you can visit ontheforestfloor.org. Look for Saturdays in Greenville and get your kids signed up for that. If you want to go to a banquet, Quality Deer Management Association, the South Carolina Foothills branch on August the 24th is having their annual fun-filled night of hunts, trips, silent auctions, raffles, games, catering from Mutt's Barbecue and beverages included. The date's Thursday, August 24th. Doors open at 6 o'clock, dinner at 7. It's at the St. George Greek Orthodox Church in downtown Greenville on Academy Street. Tickets are available for purchase at Luthy's Outfitters on Lawrence Road. And QDMA is one of those organizations that is very heavily invested in the next generation of hunters, conservationists, and kids. They do a great job through their kid programs. And interesting enough, there's some very good research coming out of Clemson University on mentoring college-age kids. We're going to have some more on that later on another edition of Woods and Water South Carolina. Like I said, have fun with the eclipse. Remember, don't look. Use the glasses. Cut a hole in the box. I remember doing that when I was in grade school. That was pretty fun. But anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. Make plans to be back here next week. Make time to get outside. Take the back roads when you can. Just don't forget that camera. You never know what your picture you'll be offered to take. We'll see you here next week with more Woods and Water, South Carolina.